Best made. I'm Lisa Lacerra, Fox News. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office names a suspect in the killing of a Catholic bishop.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna reveals 65-year-old Carlos Medina was arrested in connection with the fatal shooting of Auxiliary Bishop David O'Connell.
Detectives were told by the tipster that they were concerned because Medina was acting strange, irrational, and made comments about the bishop owing him money.
Medina, the husband of O'Connell's housekeeper. Luna noting two firearms were recovered at Medina's Torrance home and will be analyzed, adding his vehicle resembles a dark-colored SUV seen on video in O'Connell's driveway on the day of the murder.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, the bishop was found shot to death in his home Saturday. 13 people injured after an explosion at a metals plant outside Cleveland, Ohio.
The debris is scattered, I mean, in an area probably a couple hundred yards. Caused damage even to this parking lot across the street and several vehicles. No injuries from the debris. The injuries are all sustained from the fire inside.
Oakwood Fire Captain Brian DiRocco, the cause of the explosion under investigation. 3 weeks after a train derailment and controlled chemical burn in East Palestine, Ohio, residents continue to voice concerns about air and water quality in the town.
Half a mile down the tracks from where a Norfolk Southern train derailed, Chris Rimoldi says, like a lot of people in this town, he's stuck.
I do roofing and siding for a living. Are you going to want to put siding and a new roof on your house that your property values are dropping? So my future's uncertain as far as my business in this town.
Chris also isn't convinced the air inside his home is safe, despite testing by the railway last week. His family's health issues haven't gone away, and yesterday he says his fiance found an oily sheen on top of their dehumidifier's water.
Fox's Garrett Tenney, EPA Administrator Michael Regan, said to travel to East Palestine tomorrow. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
One person has died and others have been injured during a shooting at a Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans.
New Orleans police say a man has died after being shot along a Mardi Gras parade route last night, while a young girl, a woman, and two other men who were hit by gunfire are recovering. The person police say is responsible for the shooting is in custody. Chief Deputy Hans Ganthier says two guns were recovered.
This is really not something we wanted to see. We really wanted this to be a safe Mardi Gras, and we continue to work towards that end.
It happened during the crew of Bacchus parade, which was stopped while the police investigated, but it eventually continued. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Hundreds of rescuers in Brazil are searching for survivors of landslides and flooding that killed at least 36 people along the coast of the country's southern state of Sao Paulo following a huge weekend downpour. A group of bipartisan lawmakers continue to call for action to ban TikTok in the U.S.
For years, Republicans have been sounding the alarm about the national security threat of TikTok, owned by Chinese parent company ByteDance, of course. Now those on the left are joining the push. In addition to those national security concerns, law enforcement officials say TikTok is increasingly being used by adult predators to lure children, according to the Wall Street Journal. Despite both concerns, the social media company has been trying to strike a deal with U.S. officials to keep operating here. The company tells us its latest proposal would allow an American third party to oversee its algorithm.
Fox Business's Grady Trimble. The House bill calls for a nationwide TikTok ban unless the platform is sold to an American or European company. Four people hurt when a decorative helicopter fell into a swimming pool at a water park in New Jersey. One person taken to a hospital after the incident at the DreamWorks water park in East Rutherford. None of the injuries were life-threatening. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.